call?
Speak your mind. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus. It's Keith McPherson on The Fan. 1019 FM and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Boy, Julio said, I need a longer yer, Keith. You've been shortening us with them yers. Don't nobody hit that yer like you hit that yer. New York City, what up? Another 5 hour KM to AM. Bless it. Three in a row. This is 3 out of 4. Let's go. Time for another show. Up, up, and away we go. Do not adjust your radio. Listen, I watched Hard Knocks just like you did, but I have a different perspective than many of you. I didn't grow up a Giants fan. I didn't grow up a Jets fan. I grew up a stupid Cowboys fan. First off, let me say the NFL is king. They are geniuses. They are marketing experts. They just keep finding ways to suck us all in and make us watch and make us care and make us talk, and they're not kicking any footballs in the air. Yo, I'm rhyming tonight. It's just inevitable. It's coming. This is the best version of Hard Knocks. Is it not? Like, how many times can we watch preseason training camp, rookies, journeymen, guys get summoned to the coach's office to be told you did a great job in turning your playbook? That's run its course. Thanks, Rami. The great Rami LaVie with the assist. I came in. I was like, how am I going to hit this yer if I don't have my water? Rami goes, you need some? I go, yeah, I left my water out there in the kitchen, bro. Thanks, Rami. Back to the show. Yes, Hard Knocks. I've watched every Hard Knocks since it started. I've watched in-season Hard Knocks. I remember telling you guys you need to watch the Dolphins in-season Hard Knocks. I watched the stupid Cardinals in-season Hard Knocks. I remember watching the Atlanta Falcons Hard Knocks, the Ravens, the Dallas Cowboys. Jerry Jones will never do this. And the NFL should make it mandatory. We should get two teams that have to do the off-season version of this. But Jerry Jones will never do this. I would love to be a fly on the wall when Jerry Jones traded a fourth round pick for Trey Lance. Dumb. And I'm not going to make it all about the Cowboys, but I think you need a different perspective, because all day you've heard Giants fans talking on The Fan, calling into The Fan. And you know what? As an opposing team fan, which the Cowboys do nothing for me at this point. If you've been following me and listening to me, I said, once my son's old enough to choose the team that he wants, we're riding, and Jerry Jones Club is not on the list. I mean, it's not doing anything for my career. I'm locked in here in New York. I'm not going anywhere. Rooting for the team in Texas does nothing for me. I have a sense of pride looking at these drone shots of Route 17, Route 3, the Giants complex, thinking about the entire NFL world watching Hard Knocks, and that's right up the street from where I live. And watching the Giants give you this much behind the scenes, yes, I know it's produced. We all know it's produced. It's HBO, it's TV, and we all know that there's a little bit of TV movie magic, but we're still getting incredible insight, and you're learning. And I just love the way that they just had the card table thing. In the first couple episodes, they did the little, like, digital thing, the breakdown of, like, what these running backs cost, and even the fact that we're seeing the relationships play out in real time that you know exist in the NFL. Dan Morgan and Joe Shane getting that Brian Burns deal done. I love the whole theme around Spider-Man back in New York. Now he's playing for a team with blue and red. Wait till you see those Century uniforms. I'm sure he's going to have some Spider-Man accents or something. He's going to hit his pose. Man, just getting that guy, Just getting that guy and adding him to Sexy Dexy, hitting his dance. KT, Kayvon Thibodeau, and I guarantee you this year you see a different version of Kayvon Thibodeau. You see a guy that's able to sack. I mean, he already was getting his sack numbers, but you'll see a guy cut loose. They can't block everybody. And speaking of blocking everybody, Tiki Barber has been telling you guys for years, you got to build that ass. And that's what the Giants focused on here. Priorities. You got to have priorities to win in life. Yeah, everybody wants to buy the nice $200 pair of shoes, but maybe you need to pay your phone bill for $200 that week, and the shoes can wait. Yeah, you might want to go to that nice fancy dinner, but maybe you got to eat ramen noodles for a week to build for the future, to stack and save. If you're a Giants fan, how are you not looking at this saying, we have a future? We're so far from the Gettleman era. Bye, Saquon. We didn't draft you number two overall as far as Joe Shane and Brian Daboll. And, yo, make no doubt about this, because I saw some stuff on the internet about this team has no identity. They were on Pat McAfee talking about, what's this team's identity? You're going to find out when they kick that ball in the air. This is a show. We're only in the third episode of the show. The star of the show is Joe Shane. I remember being on The Fan, and I absolutely loved that viral video of The Fan in MetLife Stadium saying, we need football people, not family, applying the pressure to the Mariners and Gettleman. I remember Giants fans didn't even want Gettleman to get a send-off. That's how mad they were about this era of Giants football being a laughingstock, being one of the worst teams in the league. That's done. Now, I don't know how many wins the Giants are going to have this year, but it's clear you have a leader. And John Mara's popping in. Hey, can I talk to you for a minute? Yeah, door's always open for you. This is your team. But, like, I don't care if you're losing sleep over Saquon being an Eagle. We got Motor. We got Devin Singletary. And you know what? They get John Runyon. They take him away from the Jets. He was coming to this area regardless. Illuminor, who they were saying, hey, this is the best guy on the market. Got him. Drew Lock, who you're going to see rock at some point. I was telling you that months ago. I was trying to take the over-under. How many games does he start? Is Daniel Jones going to be cleared for contact in a couple weeks? I mean, I can't wait for the next episode. They wanted to trade up for a quarterback. Obviously, duh. If you listen to the nighttime show and the overnight time show with me and Big Mac, we were screaming about tank, tank, tank. Tommy Cutlets is cool, but why are you winning games right now? There are generational quarterbacks coming. And this regime of Shane and Daboll need their quarterback. 888-808-1019. Man, there's so many things. This is a PR move. This is great PR because coming out of a 6-win season where all we heard about was the Wink Martindale stuff, who cares about Wink Martindale? Brian Daboll is your coach. And you don't get to see him screaming at anybody. You don't get to see him coaching. You did get to see some of his offensive mind at the combine with those quarterbacks on the whiteboard. I love that. Love hearing a guy that can just talk football like that, X's and O's. And now you're seeing Joe Shane go get the Jimmys and the Joes. It's amazing. I love it. I love football. I don't know if you guys know anything about me and football. Like, if I didn't play football, I wouldn't be on this radio station. I don't know how many times I said that. I love to see the inner workings, the back end. I really hope that the NFL makes this something that everybody has to do. 888-808-1019. I'm enjoying it. There's more to go. And all the questions that you had just 4 months ago back in March are starting to be answered. You got some closure on the whole Saquon Barkley thing. If you didn't already close that door, he's dead to me, over it. How could you be an Eagle? They're saying F the Eagles. Like, that's one thing Dallas fans and Cowboys fans can agree on, F the Eagles. Saquon wanted to get paid. Good. And I appreciate Joe Shane understanding in this NFL, you do not pay a running back where they are right now. You do not give Saquon Barkley that money. You didn't draft him. He's been hurt. He's a great talent. He's a great man off the field. And you know what? Mara can say he's our most popular player by far. So what? Popular and done a bunch of losing. Popular and hasn't led to much winning. It's a fresh start. Now, I've said that I think that this Giants team can come in last place. They could be a fourth place team, but I'm kind of changing my mind on that. Their identity should be defense. But also, with Shane and Dable, they are filling the blanks where you've had a ton of question marks. I mean, not long ago, your top two receivers were, or your top three receivers were Kenny Golladay, Richie James, what's the guy, Stills, Darius Slayton. I mean, now Darius Slayton's like the fourth receiver. You got all SEC wide receivers, the best college football conference. You got Slayton from Auburn, Wandale Robinson from Kentucky, Jalen Hyatt from Tennessee, and Malik Nabers from LSU. Did I just hear Loogie say that Malik Nabers is going to be the best Giants wide receiver of all time? That's tough. That's tough, Loogie. That's, you're putting a lot on that kid. But he's talented like that. He's a dog like that. It's about who can get him the ball, though. I've already been on record saying you design runs for that kid. Hand him the ball twice a game. 888-808-1019. But you follow me? They've changed things already. Now you have weapons. You have a Daniel Jones question mark. But if Daniel Jones does what he's done multiple times here, which is answer the bell or overcome challenges, this guy has had a ton of challenges thrown his way. This is his biggest challenge yet. And has he always been great? No. Has he been able to pick up defenses? No. Has he been able to throw the ball downfield? No. Does he throw for touchdowns? No. But the book is out. This is third year in the offense. He's working the rehab and come back. I hope he's ready. I really do. I was the one doing the Kyler Murray comparison last season and doing the math on Daniel Jones saying, yo, I don't think he's going to be ready for week one. Will he be cleared? We're going to find out. You're not going to find out in Hard Knocks. In Hard Knocks, you're hearing them speak back in March, April, and they're trying to protect themselves. So enter Drew Lock. Where Drew Lock is no slouch. Speaking of the SEC coming out of Mizzou, you might have an SEC quarterback throwing all SEC receivers. 888-808-1019. Jerry Jones would never sign up for this. Jerry Jones is going to be on Netflix. That'll be all directed by him, and they'll make it look all glitter. They got the Cowboys cheerleaders and all that nonsense there. Like, I want to know what's going on with CeeDee Lamb's contract. I want to know, how did you fumble Dak Prescott's contract, a fourth-round pick, every single time? Bet the under on the Dallas Cowboys. If they win 10 games, I'll be surprised. We'll see what Dan Quinn and the Commanders look like with all these moving parts and pieces. It's year one. Dan Quinn isn't the greatest head coach, wasn't the greatest defensive coordinator. If you remember seeing Aaron Jones and the Packers run all over that Cowboys defense, first round, one and done in the playoffs. The NFL is unpredictable. A couple moves here and there can change everything. And I think as a Giants fan, I'm not one, but I think as a Giants fan, you just have some hope, some optimism for the future. And you didn't have that under Gettleman. You didn't have that in the past with different head coaches, from Shermer to Judge. Like, no, this guy is your coach. Brian Daboll is a good coach. He might yell, but that's what football coaches do. Any football players, like, I'll tell you, yelling, so what? I was saying that last year. He yells, so what? He's getting his point across. Does that mean he doesn't know what he's talking about? No, that guy knows what he's talking about, and they have a vision. And I think this year we're gonna see a lot. There's so much on the table with Daniel Jones. We'll see what happens with Drew Lock. We'll see what happens with Tommy Cutlets, Tommy DeVito, if he ends up playing at all. They did sign Nathan Rourke. That's a under-the-radar signing. He might be better than Tommy DeVito. We'll see what this running back room looks like. We'll see what these DBs look like. Xavier McKinney, they didn't even feature Xavier McKinney. You know why? Because he tweeted his way off the team. There's a standard here. You're going to go on social media and talk after you're the guy who messed up his hand in Mexico on an ATV in the bye week, after you're the guy that's coming out there talking to the media, you were in the middle of the week, Wink Martindale stuff in season, goodbye. Goodbye. And even as they're going over the numbers, they're like, Minkah Fitzpatrick, he's the second highest paid safety. He's not as good as Minkah Fitzpatrick. He does a lot of chasing. He's not as good as Minkah Fitzpatrick. You'll be fine without him. You got the Tyler Newbin kid coming out of Minnesota. That's another thing. They drafted well again. I don't know. I don't know what they're going to be. I don't know how many wins they're going to have. I don't know where they're going to finish. But I just think Giants fans that have gone through a struggle of different head coaches, Jason Garrett is offensive coordinator, you know, taking a knee, a running quarterback sneak inside your own 5-yard line. Just some shenanigans, man. At least you can look at this Giants team, and that's the identity of the Giants team. What you're seeing in Hard Knocks, This is Joe Shane's operation. And him and Brian Daboll are attached at the hip. Him and Dabes, they're in this together. They came here together. They're going to figure it out together. And if Dale Jones doesn't figure it out and you do have a down season, they should be smart and just tank Bigsby, tank Dell, tank Davis. Tank! So you can get one of the top quarterbacks coming out next year. And then there's your future right there. Get one of the top quarterbacks coming out next year and look at the receivers you have. Look at the offensive line you have. 888-808-1019. In this NFL, paying the running back, I remember pulling up that chart for you guys of the last like 10, 15 Super Bowl winners and what their leading rushers made. You can win the Super Bowl. You can get to the Super Bowl without paying your running back that much money. Do it by committee. I think fans are going to be pleasantly surprised with Devin Singletary. I think he's coming here with a lot to prove too. And Saquon Barkley, I don't think he wears the villain mask well. I don't think he's going to be able to be the villain down there in Philadelphia with their nasty fans, their stupid head coach and his shenanigans. I don't know how well he's going to fit down there. But that's not for you to worry about. That's not for you to worry about. I think that so far we have seen professionalism. And this last episode that came out last night where I was on air like, yo, I can't wait to go home and watch it. I'm like, yo, they're showing you the direction of your organization. They don't have to pay Saquon Barkley. They don't have to pay a running back that much money. They put the money where it matters. Protect your quarterback. Get after the quarterback. You've heard that a lot today because that's the NFL. It's simple as that. You got to rush the passer. You got to keep your passer upright and make plays. Have playmakers. So you lose a playmaker in Saquon Barkley. So what? He's hurt every year. For a while, he's dancing in the backfield. And not to say, like, you haven't seen him fumble the ball, cough the ball up. Okay, spread the ball around. Be deceptive. Now it's on you, Brian Daboll. Let's see how much of an offensive mastermind you are. Daniel Jones, this is it for your career. You got to prove it. You got to stay healthy. You got to be smart. I don't think you're going to be able to rely on your legs. You got to be able to read defenses and deliver the pill. 888-808-1019. If you're a Giants fan, you got to be excited about camp opening up and the prospect of seeing this team now where Saquon Barkley, the most famous player, the favorite player, he's gone. Somebody else will emerge. I mean, Dexter Lawrence is pretty popular. Malik Nabers, I think, is going to become a fan favorite really quickly when you see how explosive that kid is with the ball in his hand. And yeah, we'll talk all through that tonight, but I didn't get to speak on it, so I had to weigh in on it right away. Of course, we'll get into the Mets. We'll get into the Yankees. We'll get into all the sports topics as this is a wide open week. They're still talking Devontae Adams. I guess where there's smoke, there's fire. I've been on the side of no. Why would the Raiders trade away their best offensive weapon going into camp? But Devontae Adams added more fuel to the fire. I have the audio clip. I think I heard the audio clip play. We'll play it again. And then also I know, you know, some folks didn't watch Hard Knocks yet. I'm driving home last night. And Pat Boyle opens his show talking about Hard Knocks. And I'm like, yo, what's going on, PB? And somebody tweeted at him, oh, Pat Boyle starting the show with spoilers, spoiling Hard Knocks. And Pat said, that's my job. I'm supposed to talk about what's going on. And I'm glad he did. It was like a warm-up. And then when I watched it all, I thought about it. I'm like, there's no spoilers. You know what happened. This is from March. There's no spoilers. So I'm not spoiling anything for you guys. And Tiki and them didn't spoil anything. Moose didn't spoil anything. If you haven't watched Hard Knocks yet, go watch it now and then come back to the fan. You can skip the commercials. You can jump in and out. You can listen to the conversation because I want to hear from Giants fans about the direction of your team, what you're seeing, the inner workings of your team, and how you feel. 888-808-1019. I'm not a Giants fan, but as a fan of a team in the division, I'm looking like this is a well-run organization. And they're on their way out of the depths that they've been in. Because they have actual football people that the fans demanded. Guys that know what they're doing. Guys that have relationships in the league. Guys that are not going to fall into, oh, well, Saquon Barkley's our most. It doesn't matter. What does that matter? he's our most popular player. And they're not going to let John Mara come in and say, like, all right, John, we'll get you some melatonin and we'll get you some earplugs and a new pillow, bro. But you're going to sleep a lot better when the team plays a lot better. And that's what it's about, winning games in the NFL. this group is going to be judged this year on how many games they win. And like I said, I think they're going to be able to win games, but so much depends on that quarterback position. And if Daniel Jones gets hurt and Drew Lock's not the guy, and you end up in a similar space as you were last year, tank. Lose the games. Because last year I understood it was all about, oh, you know, Daboll in his second year, he can't lose the room. Listen, he's not going anywhere. Neither is Shane. Shane literally talked on the phone to Dan Morgan saying, we're going to be doing this for 10 years. And then he had to slide in there, hopefully. He had to slide in there, hopefully, right? No, he'll be the GM of the Giants for this decade of the Giants. And I don't think he's looking for another head coach. You got a head coach that knows what he's talking about, who's seen a lot, knows what he's doing. He just needs his quarterback. He doesn't have that quarterback yet. Maybe he'll be drafting him after this year. Maybe not. Keith McPherson on the Fan. This is KM to AM. Plenty to talk about in the baseball world, in the NBA world. But really, I mean, we are this close to football frenzy inside training camp live and all of the talk coming out of camp and all of the speculation on what the Giants are going to be and, of course, what the Jets are going to be. I definitely have some takes and some thoughts about the Jets, too. I just think there's so much conversation around Devontae Adams for what? You should be talking about the head coach. You should be talking about the offensive coordinator and the quarterback. Those guys got to be ready to ride. And the Jets shouldn't be talking about winning the Super Bowl. It should be about ending the drought, getting to the playoffs, and letting the chips fall where they may. Call me up. You know the number to dial. I'm on till 12. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back.